The roof of my house in Tucson used to leak whenever the rain was driven hard by the wind. The house where I grew up in Laguna also leaked if the rain was hard and steady. The leaks used to appear at the edges where the walls joined the ceilings. That's what used to happen to the old-time Pueblo roofs. The alternate layers of clay and sand were nearly impermeable, except at the edges. The adobe mud that leaked down the walls of our house was the color and consistency of melted chocolate ice cream. There is an old story about a terrible winter, which followed 8 years of drought and poor harvests. Heavy rain and snow saturated the roofs. Storehouse and granary roofs collapsed. The meager rations from their scant harvests and even the seeds they had saved for the spring planting were lost. The people starved, and they referred to that winter as the winter we had to eat our dead children in order to survive. I first saw household water systems which use rainwater collected off roofs in Ketchikan, Alaska, where the annual rainfall exceeds 160 inches. Due to the proximity of salt water, drilling wells for fresh water is unsatisfactory, so rural home sites depend on big wooden storage tanks which collect rainwater from tank tops and from gutter systems off the roof of the house. If more than 10 days pass without rain in southeastern Alaska, households begin to run out of water. If more than 14 days pass without rain, the level of the big lake north of Ketchikan falls below the level of the intake valves to the municipal water pumps, and the pumps shut off. Without all the rain, the lush foliage and thick underbrush dry out, and the great Tongass forest faces imminent danger of wildfire. My old ranch house in the Tucson Mountains has a similar rainwater catchment system, which routes all the rainwater from the roof into a big concrete pool. Runoff from a gravel-covered slope is also harvested and stored in the pool. Water in the Tucson Mountains has never been abundant. Wells must tap into deposits of fossil water, underground pools and lakes formed by steam trapped in molten lava. The two ranch wells produce only meager amounts of water. When I first came to this old ranch house, rainwater was the primary water source for household uses. Tucson sits on an aquifer which has receded so far that the 200-year-old cottonwood trees which grow along the Tanqueverde Wash are dying. City wells on the south side of Tucson are contaminated with industrial chemicals and are no longer pumped. Hundreds and hundreds of miles of concrete canals, which cost billions of tax dollars, carry salty Colorado River water to Phoenix and most years to Tucson. But the river must be shared with other western states and with Mexico. In the driest years, when the level of the Colorado River falls, there will not be enough water to go around, and the canals to Tucson will be dry. In Tucson and Phoenix, more young children die from drowning than from traffic accidents. Backyard swimming pools are numerous. The clear, still water, the colorful tiles, pool steps, and pool ladders are all designed to be attractive and inviting. A safety gate is left unlatched. The parents always insist they only looked away for a moment. The warm Japanese current brings Ketchikan, Alaska, more than 160 inches of rain every year. Leaky roofs are inevitable. The jade green moss thrives on roofs, forming thick velvety slabs which grow until the weight of the moss finally collapses the roof. All this rain is necessary. Otherwise, the water levels of the rivers and lakes decline so much that the spawning salmon and steelhead trout can't make their way upriver. Dry summers cause the berries to be scarce, and the black bears get hungry and come out of the forest to eat garbage and small pet dogs. Tribal clans acknowledge the kinship between human beings and other beings. Most of the clans in southeastern Alaska are linked to the sea. Coho salmon, king salmon, humpback salmon, halibut, dogfish, killer whale, and sea lion all have human clanspeople in the villages. Freshwater clans include beaver, otter, and frog. There are clans of grizzly bear, wolf, raven, and eagle who all owe their existence to the sea. The tribal people of the Alaska coast built great ocean-going boats of yellow cedar and sailed the coastal perimeter of the Americas. Yet the clan totem poles frequently include the wan face of the drowned man, used to fill space between other totem figures. Great sailors though they were, still the mighty North Pacific often became so lonely for her human children that she brought them back home to her.